This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is much, much more to talk about on this fourth day of Government Interruptus. Here to wrap up the week on Wall Street and way beyond for us are John Carney from CNBC. He's in New York. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government is down in Washington. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, so Neela, let me ask you the first question, which is this. You know, Mitchell's report was fun and all, but it's kind of a big deal that we're starting to lose track a little bit of how the economy's doing.
Well, we know at least 800,000 government employees temporarily unemployed, that's for sure. Look, the unemployment report has I'm calling it the unemployment report now.
Yes.
The employment report has been somewhat lackluster. I think the fake report is right by all intents and purposes. I don't think we'd see a big sea change and a big boost in employment this month. However, I think that we have bigger fish to fry in the economy right now. The shutdown, the impending debt ceiling debates are much more problematic to the world economy, to the U.S. economy right now than this tepid jobs report that could have been put out today.
Or jobs rapport, if you will, Mitchell, paying homage there. Hey, John, so let me ask you this, just to spin off Anila's point about the debt limit and the shutdown. What are the odds you think that the shutdown now gets wrapped into the debt limit fight and we're here for another like 10 days?
I mean, we are there now, right? This week, there was no progress made at all in moving away from the shutdown. The debt limit is supposed to arrive hard and fast on October 17th. We're coming, you know, those two debates are smushed together whether or not the policymakers want them to be or not at this point. Because what are we going to do? Solve this shutdown problem and then reopen all the same debates again about the debt limit? It's the same debate we're having right now.
All right, so Neela, climb in here and answer this question for me. Does rolling them all into one big ball of goo make it easier or harder to solve the underlying problem? Are we going to get that grand bargain out of this now that Speaker John Boehner is said to be talking about again?
If you believe the rhetoric, Kai, absolutely not. On one hand, you have President Obama saying that he will not negotiate over the debt ceiling. He wants a clean spending bill, meaning no attachments, no loopholes, and he wants a clean debt ceiling bill as well. So if you believe that, then no, it doesn't make it easier. It makes it quite a bit harder. And then it's complicated by the fact that Republicans don't seem to be on the same page about what kind of loopholes and riders and attachments they want to put to this bill. Is it defunding Obamacare? Is it the Keystone Pipeline, this oil and gas construction that they want? Is it reduction in entitlement reform? What is it? And until we see what it is and what the negotiation points can actually be, this looks really, really hard.
Hey, John, how come Wall Street's not going bananas over this? I mean, the Dow was up today. The 10-year Treasury is stuck solidly at 2.6%, hasn't changed in a week and a half. The markets are remarkably calm.
They're very calm. Traders I speak to are very calm. They're confident that we will not have some sort of, you know, default on the treasuries. They think, you know, when it comes down to it, one side or the other, probably the Obama administration will either pull some rabbit out of the hat trick that allows us to, you know, surprise, we don't have to default on our debt, or they will compromise, perhaps not on Obamacare, but on something like we're going to allow the Keystone Pipeline, give the Republicans a win, and then everybody can go away feeling like, you know, we kept Obamacare in place and we got the Keystone Pipeline. Huh. So there's a possible deal people have talked about.
Hey, Neela, do you think people in Washington, that is, are actually watching the markets? Are they keeping an eye on, like, the 10-year and the Dow?
I think there are certain segments, and in Washington, the Treasury in particular, that are definitely keeping their eye on the markets, particularly because this debt ceiling debate, according to the Treasury report released yesterday, could be financial Armageddon. So they should be if they're not.
Yeah.
But I think the markets have become kind of numbed to political dysfunction, which is probably good in the short term. In the long run, it says a lot about the fact that Washington needs to get its act together.
Yeah. Neela Richardson from Bloomberg Government, John Carney from CNBC. His blog is called Net Net. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you,
Kai. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.